Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
What happened to academics for the student athletes? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Every season he was here, Mac Brown bragged about his team having the highest APR in the ACC and one of the highest in the country. If you think Brown was whistling past a graveyard, he now may be laughing in retirement back in Texas. In every explanation of the House settlement, from revenue sharing to the revamped NIL rules to scholarships and roster limits, nowhere can academics be found. And with athletes and the Power Four conferences being able to get a piece of the $20.5 million that each school can share, the best APR isn't even a factor. Frankly, it has been a joke since the transfer portal opened and athletes were allowed to move freely from school to school and play for as many as four, like Van Allen Lubin started at Notre Dame, transferred to Vanderbilt, was a Tar Heel last season, and will play this season at NC State. At least Val will have a legit GPA and a degree from one of those schools. But the transfers have come from a potpourri of colleges that include some we have never heard of. Do undergraduate admission officers still look at that? Remember when UNC was supposedly very hard to get into for transfers? Bill Belichick is picking up players from wherever he can. Do their grades from past schools even count anymore? So when you say the $2.8 billion settlement that was approved by a judge recently doesn't have stipulations on what athletes can be paid in revenue sharing, that means how good they are on the fields and courts, nothing to do with the classroom. That's why headlines blare that college sports will never be the same again are true. It is a concept that erases amateurism that has been the foundation of college athletics for more than 100 years. Who now says that athletes on salary have to go to class? If Carolina tries to enforce academic eligibility, it'll be harder to get the best players out of high school or from the transfer portal. And NIL may be regulated and policed by Deloitte. Athletes can still be paid money over and above the revenue that is shared with them. Where does the classroom fall in that equation? To the ground. Can you hear the thud? Athletic departments must come up with the money for the revenue sharing from their own budgets that will be bursting at the seams. At UNC, $20.5 million is about 10% of the new amount it will take Carolina Athletics to operate. Where will it come from? Tickets that cost more, as a part of each ticket will be called a talent fee. Concession prices are likely to go up along with the cost of everything else sold at the stadium. Scholarships, which 50 years ago were a good exchange for football and basketball participation, are now just more pay for play. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.